This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Game 3 between the Wild and the Stars went into the early morning hours, and Dallas got a goal in double overtime and notched a 4-3 win. Minnesota had its chances but went 1-for-7 on the power play. They came up empty 5 times total in the third period and the first overtime. Probably frustrating, right, Matt Boldy?
Absolutely not. No frustration. We had our chances, we had our looks, and when they come, they come. No, there's no frustration there.
Minnesota trailed 2-0 in the first period, then scored 3 straight to take a 3-2 lead into the third. Dallas tied the game and then eventually won it on a deflection in double OT by Wyatt Johnston. Game 4 is Saturday in St. Paul. The Frost lost at Seattle last night 5-4. The United beat Dallas FC in Texas last night 1-0. The Twins lost in New York to the Mets 3-2. That halts the Mets' 12-game losing skid. Manager Derek Shelton.
We had opportunities late. We got guys on base. We couldn't get the big two out hit. They got the big two out hit tonight in the eighth, and we had some opportunities and just didn't capitalize on them.
Game 3 of the Interleague Series is tonight. Byron Buxton hit a homer last night. The Wolves host Game 3 of their playoff series against Denver tonight. Nods Reed is ready to play in front of the Minnesota fans.
We might have the best 6-man in the league, and that's our crowd. So I think that's super exciting. To be home playing against Denver. I know the fans want it just as much as us, so they're supporting us. We got to go out there, put on a performance and actually compete for them.
Tip time 8:30 at the Target Center. Huge night for the Vikings. It's the first round of the NFL draft. Minnesota interim GM Rod Brzezinski says they're working hard to try to be right in picking the best players.
You want every pick to play and be successful. That's obviously not the case, and there's a lot of reasons why that happens and things we discuss every day to try to make sure our picks do work out. You give yourself the best chance by having a good process.
And he says he feels good about the process and good about the draft board. This is MNN Sports.